Beginning the current daf himself, Pesachim daf Ayin Hei. Begin on the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah of the previous daf, the beginning of our Perakei Tzitzolim. And that is, our Mishnah said, how are we supposed to go around fulfilling the commandment of the Korban Pesach? There should be Tzliyesh, roasted by fire. So that one of the components the Mishnah said, although you're supposed to roast it, however, Ein Tzolnes HaPesach, you're not supposed to roast the Korban Pesach, on a Shvuchel Barzel, on a spit made out of iron. However, then the Mishnah continued with a story, which seemed to contradict, which is what the Gemara's question is. My solicitor, do we bring stories to contradict? If you would say another opinion, so that you could say that Reb Gamliel, that story where he sent Tabi Avdi to go get a spit of iron, of metal, that was going to argue, but then you don't say a story, which sounds like it would be supporting. That's the Gemara's question. It seems to contradict what it was just said, that you cannot bring a spit, which, as we explained, was a spit of metal. And then the Gemara says, Chesur Mechstra B'Hachigitani. There are actually words that are missing from our Mishnah, and this is the way it's supposed to be said. And it was not a story to contradict. It was supporting what was said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, however, Ve'im Askelu Munakeves. However, if this spit, if this griddle, is something that has holes, it's perforated in the sense that it's made like different beams, like a checkerboard, like the way our grills are, where there's a large space between the different metal spits are going one the other, and you put the spit on the width of those things, and that is the entire Korban Pesach is being roasted in the ear space between the two different brichim, the two different boards that are going across, and then the piece of meat is not touching the barzel, it's not touching the metal at all, then our Mishnah says it's going to be permitted. The whole reason why is because it's going to be that we said that a metal spit is forbidden is because it has to be tzliyesh, it has to be roasted by fire, not by anything else, which would even include the spit itself, which it gets hot from the heat, which then transmit, because metal is a good conductor. And then where the Korban Pesach is not hot yet, because the heat is not there, but the fire that heated up the other part of the spit is going to make the other part of the metal spit hot, then it's going to be roasted by the spit, not by the fire. So we said that's forbidden. However, the Mishnah says, however, if it's in between the boards, the different spits of the grill, and therefore it's hanging in the ear space, then even if it's a metal spit, it's going to be mutter, because it's not going to be heated by the spit, rather by the fire. And that, Vam Reb Tzadik, that is what the Mishnah concluded by saying. Reb Tzadik said that Maisa Reb Gamliel Shamal Tabi Avda. It was an instant Reb Gamliel that he told his slave Tabi that say, "Betzalulon es a Pesach al askelum in the keves." That go ahead and roast for us Korban Pesach on this grill that was perforated, that had these holes again, because that is permitted, although it's metal, because you're not. It's not going to be on the spit itself. It's rather going to be hanging in between the parts of the grill, which obviously was very large, and you could have a Korban Pesach in between, and therefore it's going to be completely tzliyesh. That is exactly what our Mishnah does hold, and that was what the story was supporting. Now, the Gemara brings up a following question that would be related to what was mentioned in our Mishnah. B'yimine Rav Chinna bar Idi Merav Adabar Avra. Tanur shehesike beklipi arla. Regarding an oven that was heated with peels and shells of arla. Now, arla is the tree in the first 3 years. Those fruits and the shells that are on those fruits are totally forbidden. Now I have a hanah from them. So if you would heat up the oven with the shells of these arla, from these types of fruits, but then vagarfer, then you shovel them out. So you heated up the fire and you used that as fuel. Now it's very hot, but you took out that fuel. Va'afa bayasapas. And now you bake bread in that oven. So Ladivri Ha'aser, according to the opinion that says that, and this is the opinion of Rebbe that was mentioned in Parakol Shana of Chavav and Mabez, that he says that when you have the shells over there, when you have this forbidden fuel inside the oven, and you're heating up the bread from that, then we say the bread is forbidden. The question is, Mahu, what would he hold over here in this case where you already shoveled out the fuel? Here, you would say that there's no what's called shvach etzim. That is, he held that the reason why the bread is forbidden is because you see the gain, the profit of the etzim, of the fuel, which is forbidden, which is the klipe arlo, you see it in the bread. Hence, the bread is forbidden. What is Allah in such a case where it was already shoveled out? So yes, it caused, something forbidden caused the oven wall to get hot. So now you're going to be baking the bread from the hot oven walls, but what was originally the thing that's forbidden is not here anymore. Maybe here it would be permitted. Amalei, so he said to him, Apasmateres, you're right, in this case, it would be permitted, because you can't say you see shvach etzim in the bread itself. If the fuel was there and it's going in, so maybe then. But here it was already shoveled out, it's permitted. So Amalei, so he asked, how can you say the bread is permitted? They said the following halacha, the name of Rabbi Yechanan. The Tanur Shehesiku Begorfer, regarding a similar type of case, we had an oven that was heated up, and then you shoveled out the fuel. And now you roasted the Korban Pesach in such an oven. Ein zetz liesh. That would not be a fulfillment of the chiyuv that it should be roasted by fire. Again, because the fire that was there was shoveled out. There's no more fire. But the fire caused the oven walls to get hot. Now you're roasting it in that oven. That, Rabbi Yochanan says, will not be a proper tzliya, a proper roasting of fire. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk in Shemais, it says tzliyesh, tzliyesh teipam. It says two times that it has to be roasted by fire. And that the drasha is saying that here that's not considered fire. There's no fire here. It was already shoveled out. So that was the drasha that Rabbi Yochanan said. And therefore, that's not going to be a fulfillment of tzliyesh. It won't be a proper roasting, a proper kiyum of what the Karban Pesach is supposed to be. Now the question is, time in the Gali Rachman it's liyesh liyesh deipamim. Now it sounds like from Rabbi Yochanan that it's only because the Torah repeated two times that the Karban Pesach has to be roasted by fire to say, oh, that then we're going to say that it's not that if you shovel that out, then it's not going to be considered as esh, as fire, as liyesh, because it said it twice. Halagali Rachman, but if the Torah would not have revealed it by repeating twice liyesh, havamin it's liyeshu. So then I would have called that shoveled out fire, I still would have called the Karban Pesach a tzliyesh roasted by fire. And therefore, he says that what he's asking back in them is, so therefore, by these forbidden fuel, by the peels of Arla, it should be forbidden, the bread that you're baking, because there was no miut. By the Karban Pesach, we have a miut. It says two times we're excluding something by repeating again, tzliyesh roasted by fire, to say, has to be a real fire. And therefore, if you shovel it out, although the fire was there, but we don't see it as here now, so it's not roasted by fire. But here, by Kli Be'arla, what's forbidden, we don't have any special exclusionary criteria over there to say that it's not fire. Therefore, hence, it would be fire. And if we consider as if the fire is there, so then we should see that in the bread, and consider it Shvach Eitzim Bepas. We should consider the bread as forbidden, and therefore, how can you say that it's permitted, and as if the fire is not there anymore, it's only where it repeats it two times in the Torah Tzliyesh, that then we consider as if it's not there. However, in the case of the Kli Be'arla, we would consider as if it's there, and therefore it's Aser. And then the Gemara gives two answers. Amalei said to him, Kali Rachmana Hasam, the Torah revealed this halachic concept by the Karban Pesach, V'alfinim and we can learn it out for the entire Kol Torah Kula, and that is just like over there by Karban Pesach, we tell you that if it's shoveled out, it's not considered as if the fire is there. Hence, we could say the same thing by Kli Be'arla, and therefore it is the same halacha. V'ibayisim, and if you want, you could say that, no, there is a difference between Karban Pesach and here, and we cannot learn out from there. However, it's not difficult why over there we would assume that it would have been Tzli'esh and that we would have to exclude it. Whereas over here, I'm telling you a Svar, Dava Pasha, that it's not considered a problem of the Kli Be'arla once you shovel it out, because Hasam over there, Karban Pesach, time the Kasav Rachman, Tzli'esh, Tepam, you're right, over there, the reason why was only because the Torah repeated that it has to be roasted by fire two times. You're right. If it would not have written it two times, havamina aish kapud rachmana. That is because I would have thought that the Torah was particular about fire, and that is the heat of the oven is a derivative. It's called toldus aish, a derivative of fire. That is, if you put a garment on the oven wall, it's going to get burnt. It's going to turn into coals, and therefore, since I would have thought the Torah is only particular about heat, about fire. And therefore, I would have thought that even if you shovel out the coals, it would still be considered roasted by fire because there's an element of fire, of heat from fire that's here. And that's why I would have thought that it would be good, and that's why I had to repeat it two times, sli'esh, to exclude when you just have the oven walls and that the source of the fire is out and there's no more esh, literally. But over here, don't ask by the case of the Isra of Arla, of those peels that are the fuel, because I ate them the Isra kokab rachmano. What was the Torah particular about this Isser of having pleasure from the Arla? It's when you actually have the firewood of Isser. V'halasnahu. The case that we were discussing, me and you, we're talking about a case where you shovel that out already. If you shovel that out, there's no more fuel, there's no more firewood of Arla over here. And therefore, that's why it's Dava Pasha, that's Mutter. It's a whole different context than it was. By the case of Karban Pesach, I would have thought, and that's why you need the Pasuk to be mine here, I would never have thought because it's not here. If it's not here, so I'm not having pleasure from the Arla itself, and that's where the bread's going to be mutter. So related to this, the Gemara brings the following price. Tana Rabban, Chatchoy, if someone cut the Karban Pesach, and that is, he cut it, that he didn't separate it totally, but he cut it in two and three different places, just like people do when they're making a barbecue, they want to make it that it should roast quicker, that's what he did for the Karban Pesach. V'nosna gabi gechal, now he put on top of coals. So Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, Oimer on the I say, Shezetz liesh, that's considered roasted by fire by putting it on the coals. Coals will also be considered a halacha of roasting by fire. So the Gemara continues to ask onto Amud Beis different questions that seem to contradict Rebbe's halacha that coals are tzli esh are roasted by fire, as if coals are not tzli esh. So Ramalei Rav Achta by Bar Ami Rav Chizda. Did Rebbe really say that coals are, quote, fire, and therefore would be considered roasting by fire? But Reminu, well, that's a contradiction from the following brayso. The pasuk in Vayikra that talks about one of the different types of tzaras, and that is michvas esh, if someone is burnt by fire, and then there's something that develops a tzaras on his body. So on that, the brayso there says, ainli elishon nechve be'esh, I would have only known that this type of tzaras that comes from a burn, it's only if it was burnt by fire, nichva by gechalis, but if it got burnt by a coal, or beremetz, or from hot ashes, or besid reisech, or from hot lime, or begipsis reisech, or from hot gipsis, which is another type of lime, v'choldava habamin, or anything that comes from fire, li'isuyan, what would that mean to include chamehur, that would mean hot water that was heated by fire, minayin, how do you know that all these different things, if you got burnt by these items, that you would have the halachic status as a michva, as a type of tzaras that comes from a burn and not what would, let's say, be in the category of shchin, which is a similar type of thing that's from an inflammation. Now Rashi says, although that michva and shchin have the same halachic status regarding their tumah, but the difference would be to say that if these things would be considered shchin or michva, is that if you have a half of a measurement, which is the size of a gris, of a tzaras, of a michva, which is something that comes from fire, and you have a half of a gris, a half of a measurement of shchin, which comes from that from a different heat source that was not from fire, those two things do not combine, as the Gemara says in Masechet Chulin Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Therefore, that would be the difference to know if these other items, not necessarily a burn from fire, if they're also going to be considered as michva or shchin, and that would be related if you could combine them together for the shear of the tzaras. So, minayin, how do you know that they would also be included in considering a michva of esh? Tamalayim michva michva. The Torah repeats michva two times, a burn. Reba to come and to include all these other items that's not just necessarily from fire itself. It's even from hot ashes and coals and all these different things. So now the Gemara concludes the question. So time of the Rabbi Rachmana michva michva. The only reason why coals were included in considering it as a michva of a burn from fire is that it's because it repeated two times in the Torah. If the Torah did not repeat it two times, but then we would not have included coals as part of the michvas eish. Hence we see that coals are not considered michvas eish. They're not considered as fire. And therefore, how could Rebbe say when the Torah tells you that the carbon pesach has to be tzli eish roasted by fire, that it would include even a coal? But we see not. We see only because the Torah repeated the word michva, so then we'll include it. But in the word michvas eish, in fire, it's not fire. So how can you say that the carbon pesach will be tzli eish with coals? So Amalei, so he answered him and said, Gachele, and this is the first of two answers, and the second answer will be on Amud Beis. But the first answer that the Gemara is giving now of Rav Chizda is there's a discrepancy between what type of coal it is. He said, Gachelim shal eitz. He says, regarding coals of wood, when you take a piece of wood and it turns into coals, which is the case that Rebbe's talking about, lo yitzach krol erbui. Then we did not need michva michva to conclude that case. Ki yitzach krol gachel shal matzkes. When did we need a pasuk to include, which you're right, would not necessarily be included in eish, was telling you a coal of metal, when you have something that becomes into a coal, that was the chiddush to say with michva michva. However, regarding Rebbe, it's li'esh, that is talking about a coal of wood, and that would be included in esh. That Gemara asks, b'gachol mishal matches lav eshu, so what are you saying? That coals of metal, those are not fire. And that's why we needed a special michva michva to include metal too. But li'esh would not be inclusive of metal. But we have by the daughter of the kohen, who when she engaged in the act of immorality, that the pasuk says the chsiv, it says the pasuk in Vayikra be'esh tisariv, so she gets burnt in fire. Now va'amar of Masr Masa, I say exactly what does this mean? She gets burnt in fire. Psila shal avar hayo isinla, they would make for her a wick of lead, and that is they would melt it and pour this molten lead down into her mouth. So now we see the pasuk saying in fire she should be burnt. Now what is fire? We're including hot metal. We just said before that only coals of wood are fire. But regarding metal, that's what we needed michva michva to include because it's not fire. Yet here we see clearly that where the bas kohen has to get for a maises nus, she has to get killed with fire, it's with lead, which is metal. And you just said that eish does not include metal. And that the Gemara says, You're right, generally, metal is not included in fire, and that's why we need mikveh to include it. Shani Hasim, and thereby Bas Kain, it's different. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Be'esh Tisarif. She should get burnt in fire. So Tisarif, the word Tisarif, she should get burnt, is excess. And that is, it sounds like it's including all types of burnings from the fact that it didn't just say, Be'esh, in fire, her punishment will be in fire. Why does it have to say burning? Yes, we know fire burns. So why does it say Tisarif? L'rab is called Shreifas HaBoisim, and the Eish comes to include all types of burnings that come from fire, and therefore it's including even matzkes, even metal. And that's the inclusive element, just like by Mikveh include metal. Here the word Tisarif is including metal. On that, the Gemara asks, so wait a second. It sounds like the way you're saying it, V'koshkin Eish Atzma, so for sure, if we're including from Tisarif, that even with metal, which is generally not fire, she can get killed. So then for sure, fire itself, she could get killed. Now that the question is, if that's the case, let's surround her with bundles of twigs and burn her just like that by just having her in these twigs. Why do we have to take molten lead and pour it down her throat for her to die through fire that way? To make her a literal bonfire and burn her that way? That the Gemara says that no, Asya Sreifa Sreifim Ne'aron. We have Xeris Shava. From here where it says to burn, and by the sons of Aaron Nadav Avi, where it says to burn, that is Mala Halan Sreifus Neshama Beguf Kaim, just like by the sons of Aaron, as the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph explains, that they died through two threads of fire that went into their nostrils, where their soul was burnt, but their body was still extant, was still around. Afkan Sreifus Neshama Beguf Kaim. Here also regarding the Bas Kain, when it says Sreifa, it doesn't mean her body should be burnt, rather her soul should be burnt. It's something that goes inside of her, her life source, but her body will still be around, and that's why we don't surround her with this bonfire. But in that the Gemara asks, but V'navid L'chame Ho'or, so fine, so it has to be something from internal, but the body should still be there. So let's take boiling hot water and pour that down her throat, which is also Sreifus Neshama, and Guf Kaim, the body will still be around. Then the Gemara says, no, we can't use hot boiling water. Mishum de Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Amakrat says a pasuk in a Yikra, famous pasuk, V'yahavtol reecha kamecha. You should love your friend as yourself. And what does that mean in this context? Barolei misa yafa, you should choose out for him a pleasant death. And doing with boiling hot water is very unpleasant. Metal, which will work faster, is something that's more pleasant. And that's why we choose it to be boiling hot molten lead and not boiling hot water. And that the Gemara says, based on this, that we have this Rosh of Rav Nachman, so v'chimiyach adikad Rav Nachman, so then gzeres shava, this gzeres shava that we just mentioned before from the Bnei Aaron, so lamali, why do I need that gzeres shava? It's enough just from the halacha of Rav Nachman, that we cannot take these bundles of wood, because that's not going to be pleasant to just be burnt by a bonfire, which is something that's very painful. So why do I need the drasha from Bnei Aaron to say it has to be internal, not external? I know that just from that it's not going to be pleasant that way, and the most pleasant is by burning them with the lead. So now the Gemara says that we needed both halachas, the Gzeir Shava and halacha of Nachman, because we would not have known the full halacha if we only had one of them. And that is, Amar they said, Ilav Gzeir Shava, if we had not had the Gzeir Shava, as the Gemara asked, what do you mean, bar le misa yafa, just do the molten lead? Of course we know we're not going to do all these other things, but no. Havimina, then I would have thought to say that when the Torah says she has to get burnt by fire, it means fire. Fire is fire. That means you can't just pour something hot down her throat. That's not fire. And you would have to surround her with these bundles of twigs. And that is because I would have thought to say that Sreifus Neshama V'guv Kaim Lav Sreifahi. Just burning her inside, her life source, and her body is not considered burning. And therefore, since the Pasuk says she has to be burnt, so that has to be burnt with fire. And that's why we needed to have the Gzeir Shava. And that is because, as the Gemara explains, V'imishum de Rav Nachman, because what, so what do you do with the halacha of Rav Nachman? That it has to be misa yafa, and being burnt by the bonfire is not a misa yafa. And that the Gemara says, that halacha, that drasha of Avraham Chemecha would have told us, nefesh l'chavili zimur stuva. It would have told us in that context, had we not had the gezer shav of Bnei Aaron, that we would have thought only literally getting burnt is getting burnt. So what does it mean a misa yafa? How do you do misa yafa if you're getting burnt by the bonfire anyway? It means to choose a good type of a death, and that is to add a lot of twigs. And therefore, it's going to be a very, very hot and large fire. Ki hechid the Thomas Ba'gala, that she should die very quickly. And that was what I would have said, what Rav Nachman's halacha means in the context of being burned by a fire, which is a fire, make it very large, and therefore you get burnt very quick. Kamash Malan, that's why we needed the Gzeir Shava to say that no, that even getting burnt inside, just the soul, and the body still around, is still considered Sreifa. Oh, now that we have the Gzeir Shava, that is considered Sreifa, so now the halacha of Rav Nachman will take a step further in the context of Bar Misa Yafa will mean to exclude the twigs and the hot water. And that will only mean the most pleasant one, which we know now is Sreifa, which is pouring molten lead down her throat. But then the Gemara asks, Vela Ba'esh Lamali. Yep. So then, well, once we're including all Sreifas, and that could be included because we said that Tisarif is extra, so why do we need Ba'esh and fire? That's not necessary. Just say that she gets burnt, and that is because we're including everything. So what's the point of saying fire? The Gemara says, Lafuki Avar Meikari. That's coming to exclude that metal that's hot from its natural state, that when it's taken out from the ground, it's already hot. But it's not what's called toilodis age. It's not hot as a derivative of fire. That is what the term age is coming to exclude if its heat is from a different source. However, the Gemara has resolved the question that it asked from Bas Kain that, yes, generally metallic is not going to be included in fire. And the case of Rebbe was by Gecheles Shel Eitz of firewood. And this by the case of the Michvas Eish, of the Tziras, that's included because it says Michva two times. That's how we know metal. And by Bas Kain, because it says Tisarev, that extra word also comes to include metal. But generally, metal would not be considered as fire. So now on this topic, the Gemara continues. Amalei Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira says, Chol Heichad Echsiv Be'esh Tisarev, based on what we just said regarding Bas Kain, so is it true that wherever we say be'esh tisarif, then in fire it should be burnt? And that is, it says the word esh, and it also says the word sreifa next to it, that is l'rabbis called sreifa sabois machmas eshu, that it would be coming to include anything that will be burnt because of fire. And that is, as we said regarding Bas Kain, it includes all these different types of fire. It includes even metal because of tisarif is including all the different types. But there's halacha regarding the bulls that are brought, and there's different karbanas. Although generally many karbanas are consumed that are karmachatas, but there's what's called the bulls that get burnt, that these karbanas are totally burnt. Tachsiv Behu, it says regarding these parma nesrafim in Sefer Vayikra, says, Visaraf oisai al eitzim bo'esh, that you should burn it on wood in the fire. So it says the term bo'esh, in fire, and it says visaraf, which up until now, which we said regarding Bas Kain, and that's how we resolve the question regarding when it's metal, that although metal is not included in fire, but when it says Tisarif, that includes all types of things that get burnt from fire sources. But for Tanya, we learned over there in the Braisa, explained the halacha parma nesrafim, that it has to be bo'esh, has to be burnt in fire, v'loy besidre sech, not in hot lime, v'loy begibsesre sech, not in hot gibses, which is another type of lime. But if we just said that when it says be'esh and it says tisarf, the tisarf includes all types, even metallic, even lime, why over here do we say that it cannot be with sidre sech? Amalei, so on that, Reb Zeir responded to him, what do you mean, hachi hashta? How can you compare the two? Hasim over there by Bas Kain, ksiv be'esh, it first says in fire, v'had the tisarf, and then it says that it should be burned, l'rabbis kol sreifas abois machmas eish, that later terminology then qualifies the earlier definition of eish, that it's with all types of fires that come as a, from the derivative of fire, which would be even metallic. However, hach over here by parma nesrafim, ksiv, it first says v'sarf oisel itzim be'esh, it says that you should burn it on wood in fire, l'b'sayf eish. The last term was fire, which qualifies lememer de'esh in midach nilai, that it's saying that only fire and nothing else, that therefore it cannot be with sidre sech and gibbs sidre sech. And that the Gemara asked, wait a second, hasam nami, there also by parma nesrafim, ksiva sreifa lebesayf, it also does say, continue on to that pasuk, you see it mentions burning towards the end, stuff like it says the pasuk in B'yikam, we continue on to Amid Beis, it says, al shefech hadeshen, that where the ashes were poured, yisarif, that's where it should be burnt. And now that's the end of that pasuk, which says b'yesh. So you see the end of the pasuk is saying yisarif, so we should say that yisarif should include all types, and therefore based on the drasha you said by Bas Kain, it should be even sidrei sech and gibsidrei sech, and the Braisa says that it doesn't include that. Another Gemara says, I mean, they said that's not a question where the pasuk ends off yisarif, because ahu yisarif mi bayalei d'ktanya. We needed that term yisarif not as a qualifier of the term eish, but rather it comes to include two other halachas which I mentioned in the Braisa, and that's why the last term that we're using as a qualifier is the term eish, which says only eish and not anything else, because this yisarif is teaching other halachas. That the Braisa says yisarif, it says that it should be burnt. What is that teaching? Afa pi she'en sham dashen, even if there are no ashes over there. And that is, don't say that the Torah is particular, that where should you burn these parma nesrafim. It's to the place where they would bring out the ashes from the outer mizbeach, as the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav says, that v'hitzi es hadeshen, they would take out the ashes that were there on top of the mizbeach from all the animals, that all the karbanos that were burnt, el mechutz la machna, out of the camp. Now, if you take the ashes from there, you would think that maybe you can't burn over there. It's not the Shevach HaDeshen is not there. That's what the pasuk says. The Yisarev, that it should be burned in all situations, even if there are no ashes there at this time. Yisarev, and again the Brayz says, what is another halacha we learn from this term that it should be burned? Af api shehitzes ha'ur beruba, even if the fire is already taken over the majority of the animal, still, that's what Yisarev tells you, you should still be involved with it until it's totally burnt. Even if the majority is already being burned, it doesn't make a difference. Yisarev says it has to be totally burnt. And therefore the Gemara says, that's why it's not a question. That's why there it's only fire and not other things, because the last qualifier was Eish, and the last Yisarev is coming to tell us other halachas. So that was Rav Chizda's interpretation to resolve the opinion of Rebbe, as we had mentioned that the question was, how can he say Gacheles is going to be Tzli Eish if we learned from a different sources that Gacheles is not considered as Eish? Now we said that there's a difference between coals made out of firewood, which is considered as Eish, whereas of metallic, which is what we were discussing, is not considered as fire, and when it is, it's because it was included through a Reboot. So now the Gemara brings a different text for that question. Ravina says that the question that we asked on Rebbe, that he said Gacheles Tzli'esh, and whereas by the Braisa we see that they needed Michva to include the Gacheles, to include coals, it's not a question. And the truth is, even Gacheles Shel Matchis would be included naturally in the state of fire. And the reason is because our Braisa was distorted, and that is Gacheles, the case of the coals, is not included because of the repetition of the word Michva. Rather, because of the term of Michvas Eish, the term Eish, fire, already naturally includes the old types of coals, even those made out of metal. As the Gemara explains, Karach V'Tani, bundle those two together, which is the case of, after it says, when I would have known fire, but how would I know all these other cases? The first of, how do I know, that of coals was already included in the first part of, as it says, Michvas Eish, when the Braisa said that it's a burn from fire. On that, Ainli Elish Shenichva Be'esh Ubegacheles. That case of Gacheles was not from the first of how do I know, but it was from those that I do know, that I would only know that if it's burnt by fire or if it's a coal, again, because this is how he's resolving, that it is like Rebbe, that coals are considered Eish. However, that was what the Braisa was asking, Nichva Beremes, but if it's burnt from hot ashes, or Besidresech, or from hot lime, or Begivsesresech, or from hot gypsis, again, another type of lime, anything that's hot from fire. Now, what does that include? To include hot water that was heated by the fire. Minayin, how do I know those things are going to be included in Michvas Eish? Of that type of tzaras, Michva Riba, that's what the pasuk is coming to include. And Michva is teaching me only remetz and sid. But regarding the case of the coals, that was already known from the literal translation of Michvas Eish, because fire does include Gacheles, and that's why Rebbe was correct when he said that putting the Karban Pesach on the coals will be considered Tzli Eish, roasting on the fire. However, the Gemara continues to ask on this opinion of Rebbe that Gacholim are considered Eish. Rava Rami. Rava posed the following contradiction. Mi amar Rebbe Gacholim ikri Eish. Is it true that Rebbe said that coals are considered fire above Raminu? I have a question from the following Braisa. It says in the Pasuk Gachle, and that is, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tazayin, says regarding the Avoida of the Yom Kippurim, so it says that the Kohen Gadol had to take V'lokach Meloi HaMachta, he has to take a panful of Gachle Esh, of fiery coals. Now, if it would have said, this is what the Braisa is saying, if it would have said only Gachle coals, and it would not have used the term of Esh, of fiery, so Yochel Eimers, I would have thought that the coals that you're taking should not be Eish types. They should be that they're already going out, they're already burnt out. However, if they're still small, if they're still like burning, if they're still what's called loichash, it's a whispering, which in other words, it's like fiery, where that's not considered coals, that would be fire. I would think to say that those cannot be used. Tamalayma Eish, that's where the Pasuk then says, after the term of gachli of coals, it says a term of fire to include even the loichash, even if they're fiery coals. Now, E-H, the Bryce says, had it only said fire, that's what he should take from the pan, and it would not have said the term of coals, of gachle, so then yochel shal heves. You would think then you should take a flame, and you cannot even use fiery coals, because when it says fire, fiery coals are not fire, it has to be literally a flame. Tamalei megachle, that's where the Torah also said the term of coals. Haketzad, so how do you resolve those two? Is it coals or is it fire? So maybe min aloicha shoyis. So you, that's why the Torah said both terms of gachli esha, fiery coals, to say that it should be coals that have fire. Those are the loicha shoyis, those which are still burning hot, which that is considered gachli esha. That's what the Torah was telling you by both terms. Now before the Gemara, before Rava asks his question on Rebbe, he first asks an internal understanding of what the Brice is saying. But v'haguf akasha, the Brice itself is difficult. Because Amrit Gachle, the Brice said that if it would have only said the term of coals, so Yochel Oimers, I would have thought to say that it has to be that they're burnt out type of coals, and then they're not still smoldering. And therefore, from the fact that we would not have known Loichashais, obviously that Loichashais, those that are fiery hot coals, are not considered coals. Therefore, what would they be called? Am a Loichashais Eshnenu. Obviously, from the Brice's inference, the way they're saying why he needed both terms, because if I would have said only coals, I would have excluded lechashos, because I would have said that they're considered fire. Coals are coals, no fire on them. If they're fiery coals, then they're going to be considered fire. However, Ema Seifa, look at what then the Brisa says afterwards. It says, E-H, if I would have only said the term of fire, yochol shalheves, I would have thought only a flame. Tamalim Gachle, that's why I use the term of coals to qualify, and that to say that Alma, and that to include even the case of lechashos. Now, Alma fil lechashos laveish nenu. So obviously they see that the term of hot coals, of fiery coals, are not fire. And if I only used the term fire, it would be excluding lechashos. How do we understand that? We made it sound like if it said only coals, that would exclude lechashos because they're fire. But then when it says if it was a fire, then we would have excluded lechashos because they're not fire, they're considered coals. How do we understand it? So if Amar Rav Sheshar is hachiktani, this is what the Braisa was saying, and this is the way we have to read it. Gachle, if I would have only used the term of coals, then yochel bein oimim mois bein loichashos. Then I would have thought that whichever type of coals you want, they could have included both, because coals are coals, and whether they're burnt out or whether they're fiery, it would have included both. Tamaloima esh. That's what the pasuk comes to teach you when it says it has to be fire after the term of gachle to exclude the oimim mois ones, to exclude the ones that are totally out from the fire. That's what it says gachle esh, to tell you that it has to be coals that are still burning hot. And then the Brice says, E-H, if it would have said only fire, without the term of coals, yochol shalheves. Then I would have thought it has to be a flame, because fire means fire, and burning hot coals would not be included in the term of fire. It's hot coals, but it's not fire. Tamaloy megachle, that's what the Brice teaches by saying, gachle eish, fiery coals, to say both, hoketzat. So how do you understand the case? Maybe min aloichashos, and that's when you bring from the fiery hot coals, but yes, they would have both been included in coals, loichashos and oimimois. However, that's what eish comes to exclude the case of oimimois. And then if I would have said only eish, I would have said shalheves. So therefore, yes, it is including the category of gacheles. So that's how Rav Sheshis interprets the Brisa. And that's why the question of Rava becomes like this. So one thing we do see, at least from our amended understanding of the Brisa, because or else the Brisa doesn't make sense, because you have this Leichashis that's neither coal, neither fire. So we're saying that ultimately it is a coal. However, then the Brisa qualifies what type of coal. It has to be Eish one, which is including the Leichashis one. So, however, we see from the Brisa clearly that Gacholim lo yikri Eish, that coals are not considered as fire, and from the fact that we had to include gachle to include even loichashos, obviously if it would have said only esh, as the Brisa says, it would have excluded coals, and we would have only known shalheves as an actual flame, so that's kashla Rebbe. Rebbe said that coals are considered as esh, yet here in the Brisa we see that if it would have said only esh, it would have meant only shalheves, only a flame, and that gacholim, even when they're loichashos, it would have been only in the category of gacholim, of coals. So therefore, how can you say tzli'esh, according to Rebbe, that it's coals, if we see that coals are not esh? On that, Abaye says, Taretz Hachi, not like Rav Sheshis. Don't interpret the Brisa like he said, which, yes, then would be a question on Rebbe. Rather, resolve it, which we said was inconsistent in its own right, as follows. Gachle, if the Torah would have only said coals, yochel oimis v'loy lechashos, then I would have thought that the coals would be only if they're burnt out, not if they're fiery coals. And that's because lechashos are not considered coals, they're only considered as fire, as Rebbe's opinion is. Tam aloyme eish. So that's what the Torah teaches you by saying the word fire, to say that it has to be not oimis, rather has to be lechashos, as we said, because lechashos, fiery coals, are considered fire. Now, however, regarding the end of the Brisa, don't say, which as what we had used as the question on Rebbe, that if it would only said esh, fire in the Torah, I would have thought to say it could only be a flame and not a coal. Rather, as follows, that e esh, If it would have said in the Torah fire, Yachol Ratzah Shal Heves Yabi, you would have thought if you want, you could bring just a flame, and that is without any coals whatsoever. Or Ratzah Gecheles Yabi, or if you want, you could bring a coal, which is what type of coal is considered fire, according to Rebbe, which is how Abai is interpreting the Braise. It's talking about Loi Chashoyz, those that are flaming coals, because they are both considered age, which is along the same lines as Rebbe's opinion. That's what I thought if it would have said age, that it would have been also shall have as tamaloy megachle. That's what the Torah is teaching you by saying gachle, that has to be gachle age, which is coming to exclude if it's just a flame. Hakke itzat, maybe minaloy chashoyz. That's what the pasuk is teaching you, that it cannot be just a flame. It has to be gachle age, it has to be something that's both fire, which is what gacholim are. And it has to be gachle, which is what gachle esh are, which is the case of loichashoyz, and that's what the pasuk is teaching you. Gacholim is the case of gacholim is excluding shalheves, esh is excluding aymemais, which then you're left with the loichashoyz. However, loichashoyz are included naturally in the state of esh, like Rabbi. However, Amar Rabba, which those that goes Rava, they ask on this interpretation of the brisa which Abaye had said to resolve the opinion of Rabbi. You said, in the interpretation of the last part of the braisa, if it would have said only fire, Rutza Gecheles Yavi, you would have thought if you want, you could bring either coals, Rutza Shalheves Yavi, or if you want, you could bring only a flame. And that's why you said we needed to have the case of Gachle to then qualify Eish, to say that no, it can't be just a flame, it has to be a fiery coal, which is the case of Leicheshes. That, Rava asks, Shalheves Bolei Gecheles Heich Meshkach. So what would be that case that you said you would have thought if it would have just said Eish, that it would have been a flame? How could you have a flame without coals? Kugoin deshafi lamana mishka. That would be if, let's say, you smear a vessel with oil, ve'isli beinura, and then you would light a fire on it. That would be just a flame without coals. That Rava asks, hahu lamali krala meute. Why would I need a pasik, which is the way you're interpreting the brice of gachle, to exclude that case of the shalheves? But hashto, if lifnei melech bas of adam ein isik, in front of a flesh and blood king, a human king, we would never do such a thing. In front of the king of all kings, it doesn't make sense. That wouldn't be proper to bring in a fire that's just lit on just something that was smeared with oil as such a fire. That was something we wouldn't do in front of a flesh and blood. Most definitely, we would not do it in front of the king of kings. And therefore, that can't be what the Brisa would have entertained if it would have only said the term Eish. Because something that has a flame and the coal, that's proper. But something that you're just lighting on the oil, that's not proper, not dignified. And hence, obviously, that's not what the Braisa was saying. Elam or Rabba, rather Rabba says a different interpretation. Says Tartachi, interpret the Braisa as follows. Close to what Abaye was saying, but then he amends this part that he had difficulty with Abaye to think that it would have entertained just the Shalhevas. Gachle, if it would have said only coals, so then you're right, and he's also resolving Rabbi. Yachol emes b'loy lechishes. You would think only if it went out, because that's what coals are, but not fiery hot coals, not the ones that are still hot, because that was, as Rabbi holds, that's considered fire and not coals. Tamalim eish. That's the pasuk teaches you with fire. Not it can't be if it's already out the coals. Now eish. However, if it would have said fire, and this is where Rava amends from where Abaye had said, you would think you could bring a piece of the firewood, which is on the mizbeach, that's half coal, half fire. And that is, there's a fire that's burning on the majority of this piece of wood that he's taking from the mizbeach achitzen, which is both coal and, as we said before, flames, are considered fire. Now, adiyoy ligavoy, by the time you're going to get inside, which is where you're bringing this pan of fiery coals into the base of Migdash, havekuli gacheles, it already at that time it would entirely turn into coals. So therefore, when you're coming from the outside mizbech, which is where they would take the pan from, into the inside, the kachik kachim lefnei v'lefnim, it would have already turned totally into coals. Because as Rashi says, to bring it in that state, half coal, half flame, that for sure I would not need a miut, as Rav had asked in the Abaye's interpretation, because in front of a flesh and blood king, you wouldn't bring in a pot, a burning piece of wood, which half of it is a flame and half of it is this coal, because then it would be making all this smoke and it's not proper. Rather, what would I need the meat for? That would be talking about for the taking of the outside mizbeach, which is, I would have thought to say that would be good, because by the time you get inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally cold, and totally cold, hot coals, that's exactly what the Torah says in Gachli Eish. So, however, if it would only said age, I would think that would include even the case of when it was taken off. it was still a flame and it wasn't totally cold yet, but it was cold when it's supposed to be. That's what the pasuk is teaching in Vayikra. V'lokach maloy hamachta gachli ish ma'al mizbech, that you should take a panful of fiery coals from the mizbeach, which the term v'lokach is important, is integral over here. Mishas lekicha nahave gachon, that even from the time that you're taking it, it should be coals. However, it is a resolution of Rebbe's opinion, because the shalheves, the flame, is not considered gachli esh. And that's what the Braisa is teaching from gachli esh. It has to be a hot coal, but not a flame. However, what's not difficult is that it is like Rebbe in the sense of that, again, gachli esh are considered gacholim. The term esh would have included coals, and therefore tzli esh would include coals too. It's just that from the term of v'lokach, that even when you're taking it, it already then cannot be the flame, because gachle excludes flames. And although we would not have needed that to tell you when it's inside when you're taking it, because that's obvious that you can't take when it's flaming and it's causing all this smoke. However, that exclusion of the shalheves from the term of gacheles, which is qualifying what esh is, which esh includes both the case of literal fire and the case of what Rebbe is saying, the chiddush of gacheles, that aleichashayis, that's necessary for the case of v'lokach, when it's actually being taken. Even when it's being taken, it cannot be burning with a flame. It has to be, even from then, when you're taking from the Mizbech Achitza, from the Adam Mizbech, already then it has to be coals. And therefore, this is the final resolution that Rava has for the interpretation of Rebbe, that not like the first interpretation that Rav Chisda said in Amud Aleph, that only Gacholim Shal Eitz is what Rebbe was talking about. But you're right, from Gacholim Shal Matches of metal, that would not be considered in Eish or Tzli Eish. No, that all of them are included in being roasted by fire. And that here it's talking about that you're going to need it for something else, that we needed it to tell you, at least from this last question, regarding of the shalheves, that is regarding, as we said, from the time of Lekicha. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara concludes, Ibailhu, they asked the following question regarding this terminology that we were using of oimemois, of when the coals are going out. Oimemois with an aleph, or oimemois with an ayin? What's the proper spelling of this word and pronunciation? Is oimemois or oimemois? What is the proper the term? On that, Amr Yitzchak says, from Pasuk Yecheskel, will we find this term, Arazim loy amamuhu, that cedars have not dimmed him, began alekim, in the garden of God, and that is that it's not going to diminish its look, because it's still the most beautiful of all the trees. Now, as Rashi says, this is a reference to Hiram, the king of Tzur. However, what we do see is that the term amamuhu, of dimming, which is what this case of the gacholim, the shal amamuhu, that have dimmed, we see that the proper term is with an ayin, not with an aleph. Now the Gemara continues with the next mishnah, again continuing on the halachas of this parak of our previous mishnah regarding tzliyesh, how that it has to be roasted by the fire. So the mishnah says, naga, if the carbon pesach touched becharse shel taner, it touched the earthenware part of the oven. So the halacha is yikla, if you have to peel away from the carbon pesach es mekaymai, the place where it touched the oven. As the Gemara had explained, that if it's getting cooked over there, it's going to be cooking from the heat of the oven. Hence, that is, as we had explained previously, that's not considered tzli esh. The Karban Pesach has to be roasted only by fire, as it says two times, with that excludes even an oven that we said that was shoveled out, where the case of that we're talking about over here, where it touched the walls of the oven, which are cheres, which are earthenware, are essentially the same thing when you're shoveling out the heat of the fire. There's no more fire. It's getting heated from the wall. That would be considered tzli al dei davar acher. Hence, you have to peel away that place, because that place was not tzliyesh, it's tzli al dei davar acher. A similar case, but even more chomer, is nataf, if it dripped onto the oven, meroitfoy al hacheres, from the gravy of the Karban Pesach onto the earthenware part of the oven, the chazrela, and then it bounced back, it went back into the Karban Pesach, that is the fat that had gotten hot from the oven wall of the earthenware, went back and got reabsorbed into the Karban Pesach. Here the halacha is yitl es mekaymai. You have to not just peel, as we said, yiklev, you have to take away the place, which is not enough with peeling, rather you have to take a real hefty, thick slice away from the Karban Pesach, because the fat, this gravy, gets deeply absorbed into the Karban Pesach. Now, that gravy was already cooked from the earthenware, and we said that's considered tzli al dei davar acher, which is usser. Now that's getting absorbed into the Karban Pesach. However far it gets absorbed, that yitol, you have to take away that place. Notav me reitva ala soilis. Let's say it dripped from the carbon pesach onto flour. As the Gemara explains, that tomad hot flour. Now, therefore, the gravy is going to be roasted from the heat of the flour. Therefore, again, as we said before, it's going to be considered sli machmas davar ach. It's going to be roasted through something else. Therefore, you cannot eat that gravy, which is inside the flour, because we said, al toichlu kim sli esh, it says that you can only eat the carbon pesach if it's roasted by fire. And therefore, yikumit says mekaimai, you have to take a fistful of the place of that flour, and you have to burn that kaim, it's that fistful, like all other kachem that are possible, because this is a kachem, a carbon pesach, that's invalid, because it's not sli esh, it's sli al davar acher. Then the Mishnah concludes with other halachas regarding the preparation of when you're roasting the carbon pesach. Sachu b'shemet shuma, that if you smeared the carbon pesach with the oil of truma, so im chaburis kainim, if there are a group of kainim, so yechelu, they could eat it because they could eat truma, so go ahead, you can use it with the shemen of truma. Im shel yisrael, however, the group was of non-kainim, which they're not allowed to eat the shemen of truma, so im chayhu, if it's still raw, the carbon pesach, so yin yidichenu, so you just wash it off because it didn't get absorbed, it's just something that was cold and you could wash it off. However, im tzlihu, if it was roasted, then yiklef as achitz, and then you have to peel away the outer part. It has to be peeled because it's getting absorbed inside. Sochu b'shemet shel meiser sheni. Let's say it was smeared with oil of meiser sheni, then lo yaseno damim abnei chabura. So now, what happens is that a person has his meiser sheni, where he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim and consume it over there. Now, he went ahead, and it's his own shemet shel meiser sheni. Now, he wants everyone to chip in for the meiser sheni oil that he went and contributed to the carbon pesach. He cannot charge them for that. And the reason is, in poidim meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. And that is, although there's halacha of redemption of meiser sheni, which is then you go ahead and you take your meiser sheni and you take it onto coins and you take that up to Yerushalayim. However, the meiser sheni, you could, so to speak, be selling it. You cannot sell it in Yerushalayim. And that is, even if you want to eat it there with the sanctity of meiser sheni, because the pasuk says in Devarim Yudalad, chiyir b'mochah haderech, when the road is too long for you, b'nasat b'kesef, and then you can exchange it. You don't want to schlep all your meiser sheni up to Yerushalayim, so you exchange it for money, and then that gets deconsecrated, and now the money has the sanctity of meiser sheni. So, but now you can't do that with your group in Yerushalayim, because it's only necessary when you're far away, then you're allowed to sell it. But here in Yerushalayim, when you're eating it, even if you're eating the sanctity of meiser sheni, you can't sell it to them, and therefore you now take money for the shem of the meiser sheni that you went ahead and put on to the carbon pesach.